Tibetan Buddhism has ongoing reports of the rainbow body to this very day, in which people transform their physical bodies into a new, rainbow-colored energetic form after many years of practice. In many cases, they would complete this process of transformation by meditating in a cave. When they come out and are ready to graduate to this next level of their own evolution, they will often push their hand or foot directly into the stone. They can now easily flip the stone molecules into time-space and leave an impression behind. And some of these handprints and footprints have been photographed and published online. There are fully 160,000 documented cases of the rainbow body in Tibet and India alone. Kathok Monastery in Eastern Kham in Sichuan Province, China, has records indicating that over 100,000 within the Kathok lineage achieved this state since its founding in the 12th century, while nearby Dzogchen Monastery had 60,000 lineage holders reach such a state since the monastery was established in the 17th century. Both monasteries are of the Nyingma sect. I first heard about this when I read Dream Yoga and the Practice of Natural Light by Namkhai Norbu Rinpoche. Here's a particularly good description of the process. Body of Light, Tibetan Jalos, also known as the Rainbow Body. Certain realized beings achieve the transformation of their ordinary bodies into a body of light. In this process, the physical body dissolves into its natural state, which is that of clear light. As the elements of the body are purified, they transform from their gross manifestation, body, flesh, bone, etc., into their pure essence as the five colors, blue, green, white, red, and golden yellow. As the body dissolves into these five colors, a rainbow is formed, and all that remains of the physical body are fingernails and hair. 20th century practitioners of Dzogchen who have attained the body of light include the teachers and family members of Namkhai Norbu Rinpoche. For example, his uncle Urgyen Danzin Togden, his two teachers Changchub Dorje and Ayu Khandro, and Changchub Dorje's master Nyala Pema Dendul. As reported in 2002, David Steindl Rast, a Benedictine monk, proposed a scientific investigation of the rainbow body phenomenon with the Institute of Noetic Sciences and got an enthusiastic approval. Steindl Rast explains the effect it would have if this phenomenon were studied and widely acknowledged as genuine. If we can establish as an anthropological fact that what is described in the resurrection of Jesus has not only happened to others, but is happening today, it would put our view of human potential in a completely different light. Steindl Rast then contacted Father Francis Tissot, an ordained Catholic priest who frequently visited Tibet, and encouraged him to explore recent cases of rainbow body and document his findings. Tissot explored the case of Kenpo Akchos, a Gelugpa monk from Kham, Tibet, who died in 1998. Tissot located the village where he died and recorded multiple interviews with eyewitnesses to Kenpo Achos's death. The witnesses said Kenpo Achos had a warm, spiritual nature that touched everyone he met. This was a very interesting man aside from the way he died. Everyone mentioned his faithfulness to his vows, his purity of life, and how he often spoke of the importance of cultivating compassion. He had the ability to teach even the roughest and toughest of types how to be a little gentler, a little more mindful. To be in the man's presence changed people. The witnesses reported a rainbow appearing over Kenpo Achos's hut a few days before he died, and that dozens of rainbows appeared in the sky afterward. He was not sick, and nothing appeared to be wrong with him. He simply chanted a mantra. According to the eyewitnesses, After his breath stopped, his flesh became kind of pinkish. One person said it turned brilliant white. All said it started to shine. Lama Achos suggested wrapping his friend's body in a yellow robe, the type all Gelug monks wear. As the days passed, they maintained they could see through the robe that his bones and his body were shrinking. They also heard beautiful, mysterious music coming from the sky, and they smelled perfume. After 7 days, they removed the yellow cloth, and no body remained. Lama Norta and a few other individuals claimed that after his death, Kenpo Achos appeared to them in visions and dreams. Lama Achos told Tiso that it takes 60 years of intensive practice to achieve the rainbow body. "Whether it always takes that long, I don't know," acknowledges Tiso, "but we would like to be able to incorporate, in a respectful way, some of these practices into our own Western philosophical and religious traditions. To our knowledge," says Tiso, "the bodies of most Christian saints did not disappear or shrink after their deaths. However," he adds, "bodily ascensions are mentioned in the Bible and other traditional texts for Enoch, Mary, Elijah, and possibly Moses. And there are numerous stories of saints materializing after their death, similar to the widespread phenomenon known as the light body." Divine synthesis. Given all that we have learned, how can we analyze and hope to understand such an incredible series of prophecies scientifically? Clearly, there is a wealth of evidence suggesting that the ancients were absolutely convinced that major events would be heading our way as we go through the shift into the age of Aquarius. We've seen proof that the Maya calendar corresponds to real cycles in the solar system that may well be driven by the galaxy, cycles that are now causing us to experience interplanetary climate change as we head into the age of Aquarius. We've seen many ancient prophecies describing the coming of a golden age, where humans would again be as gods. This obviously shows us much more is at work than just a major catastrophe, as so many 2012 scholars have concluded. In fact, I firmly believe these disaster prophecies are a misunderstanding, and we're already seeing the worst of the earth changes right now. We appear to be in safe hands, guided through an evolutionary process by forces much greater than most of us could ever comprehend. All these ancient traditions suggest that humanity is undergoing some type of evolutionary event. The Tibetan rainbow body observations give strong support to biblical prophecies, suggesting that we may transform into some sort of energetic body, the perfected body. Hence, the American founding fathers and others often called themselves the perfectibilists. Obviously, there is no way to know if we will transform into a light body of some sort, but we do now know we are going through a rapid phase of evolution on a direct biological level. Our civilization has grown by leaps and bounds within the last few hundred years, and it appears that greater forces are at work, forces that the ancients may have known much more about than we do now. One thing is for certain: the old models of a human body as a random genetic accident that only showed up on Earth by Darwinian mutations must be thrown out. In fact, we have suffered under a variety of illusions about who and what we are that have kept us trapped in a prison of materialistic thought. Our bodies grow out of and are nurtured by a hidden energy field unknown to the Western mainstream scientific community. This field ultimately unifies all of our thoughts together as one, in directly measurable, provable ways. With this knowledge come powerful new tools that help us evolve as conscious beings. We gain remarkable new methods to heal ourselves and expand our own evolution in a remarkably short time. We have clearly shown how the ancient stone relics of a lost golden age point toward the elaborate technological use of these energy fields. The year 2012 may represent a time when we begin to collectively rediscover this lost science and start using it to heal ourselves and our planet. There are certain intriguing Bible quotes I'd like to share with you. As with everything else we've shared as context, they become quite interesting to consider. These quotes may have been inspired by the same tradition of Fraso Carerti that was inherited from the Zoroastrian scriptures and was widely believed to be an accurate prophecy. The first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam a quickening spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. The first man is of the earth. The second man is the Lord from heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:47. We shall bear the image of the heavenly. I show you a mystery. We shall all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The corruptible must put on incorruption, and the mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:49 through 53. We look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3:13. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former world shall not be remembered, nor even come into mind. Isaiah 65:17. As the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, so shall your seed and your name remain. Isaiah 66:22. There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, planets, and upon the earth the distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21:25-28.